For the past 2 years, the only people who could grow hemp in Virginia were part of 4 university research projects in the state. But now, anyone who wants to farm it here can register to be part of a new research project by the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
You need to have a registration in order to be in possession of hemp, because ultimately we're talking about a cannabis plant.
Erin Williams administers VDAC's new industrial hemp research project.
Hemp is cannabis that has no greater than 0.3% THC.
She says her agency has the authority to randomly test for levels of tetrahydrocannabinol, the psychoactive component in cannabis, and they can vary. As every gardener knows, plants sometimes have a will of their own.
There are a number of unknowns.
Virginia Tech Environmental Science Professor John Fike leads one of Virginia's university-based hemp research programs. He says at first it was a nightmare just trying to order seeds from faraway places with no supply chain and little infrastructure. But his team managed to get several crops going, mostly strains for grain or fiber. One project focused on hemp flowers used to make CBD oil, which is considered medicinal but not psychoactive. Still, it's not always so cut and dried in the plant world.
Let's say I had a plant that was 16% CBD. Now, that'd be a very respectable number, and it might be 0.7% THC. By law, I'd have to throw away that one that's over.
If that brings to mind a picture of G-men emptying out bottles of booze during Prohibition, it's because of the fearsome reputation of the hemp family and the aura of reefer madness.
I was raised fairly progressive family who nonetheless believed that to be in the same county as a flower from the cannabis plant was the next worst thing to homicide.
Doug Fine wrote a book about the history of the aversion to this plant that began in the 20th century. It's called Hemp Bound, Dispatches from the Front Lines of the Next Agricultural Revolution.
The oligarchs of the day wanted it away. It threatened the new artificial plastics. It threatened petroleum. It threatened the steel industry, paper industry. All true. But really, what a major factor was, a dude named Harry Anslinger, who had run alcohol prohibition, was out of a job because alcohol prohibition ended. So he actively sought with law enforcement, federal law enforcement, to create a boogeyman. And that boogeyman became the cannabis plant.
Jason Amatucci is founder and executive director of the Virginia Industrial Hemp Coalition.
We're going to have to fight through some of these misconceptions. And
Amatucci says neighboring states have gotten the jump on Virginia and are already bringing in tens of millions of dollars annually from hemp. He says it can become a billion-dollar industry, but it's going to take a lot of work to get it started.
This is not something that you just jump into and just think that you're going to just make lots of money right away. I mean, that's just not the case. We got to build our market here. That's why it's very important for our government to put wind in our sails, such as they have done in Kentucky. And that is why they've had success there. And that's why $16 million went to the farmers, and even more is going to go next year.
And while CBD oil from hemp plants is, of course, not illegal in Virginia, THC from marijuana plants still is. A bill co-sponsored by Virginia Senator Tim Kaine would leave the decision about legalization of pot up to each state. I'm Robbie Harris.